Lots of you might know our guest this afternoon. She's called Linda Hook. She's part of the learner support team here at Darlington College. You might not know that Linda is off to Africa in a couple of weeks, and she's come in the studio to tell us about it. So, Linda,
yes,
when
welcome,
you are.
Linda.
Yeah,
I'm going on the 30th of March, so 3 weeks from today.
Where in Africa are you going?
I'm going to Tanzania.
Oh, nice.
I've never been there. What sort of preparations have you had to make?
Well, you have to have vaccinations.
How many?
Three in total.
What are they for?
Hepatitis A, typhoid and yellow fever.
Nice.
You also have to take a course of malaria tablets, which are quite costly, and you also need to apply for a visa to get into the country.
How are you paying for it?
Through fundraising, which I started this time last year, doing various events, getting sponsorship, getting donations from people.
That must have been hard.
It's very hard work, but it's worthwhile.
What's the aim of your trip?
The aim of my trip is to give children in the developing world a brighter future. And that's about helping to build schools, reduce the class sizes, put in a rotation system, pay teachers' salaries.
What's the rotation system?
Rotation system is a bit like when you go to secondary school, where you would probably hear a bell and you would know to move on to the next class.
Oh, right, yeah.
Because in Africa, children don't have a concept of time. So therefore they put in a bell system, and when the bell rings they know to move on to the next activity.
Oh, cool.
What are you expecting to find in Africa?
High areas of deprivation, lack of resources. I'm also being involved in an HIV and AIDS project at a local hospital. Mm. And we've got another project going which is called Braid, and I'm asking for donations of bras from obviously ladies, new or used.
Sorry, we can't help you there.
So we can take them out to Africa and empower local African women to set up a market stall, sell the bras, and the money that's raised and put that towards HIV and AIDS, because bras are seen as a big commodity out there.
So, ladies, if you're willing to give up your bras, please give them to Linda Hook.
Yeah. What do your family think of this adventure?
Well, they think it's a great opportunity for me, and personally for me, it's about developing my personal social development. And I'd like to be able to come back and maybe talk to groups of students through tutorial sessions, you know, about personal social development and how, you know, we perhaps take for granted all the things that we have in school. But these things are to help encourage children to come to school.
Will you come back and tell us all about it?
I certainly will, and I'll have loads of photographs as well to show.
All right, we're looking forward to it.